Books on Tape presents Empire of Ivory by Naomi Novik, read by Simon Vance. Part 1. Chapter 1.
Send up another, damn you! Send them all up! At once, if you have to!
Lawrence said savagely to poor Calloway, who did not deserve to be sworn at. The gunner was firing off the flares so quickly his hands were scorched black, skin cracking and peeling to bright red where some powder had spilled onto his fingers. He was not stopping to wipe them clean before setting each flare to the match. One of the little French dragons darted in again, slashing at Temeraire's side, and five men fell screaming as a piece of the makeshift carrying harness unravelled. They vanished at once beyond the lantern light and were swallowed up in the dark. The long, twisted rope of striped silk, a pillaged curtain, unfurled gently in the wind and went billowing down after them, threads trailing from the torn edges. A moan went through the other Prussian soldiers still clinging desperately to the harness, and after it followed a low, angry muttering in German. Any gratitude the soldiers might have felt for their rescue from the siege of Danzig had since been exhausted. 3 days flying through icy rain, no food but what they had crammed into their pockets in those final desperate moments, no rest but a few hours snatched along a cold and marshy stretch of the Dutch coast, and now this French patrol harrying them all this last endless night. Men so terrified might do anything in a panic. Many of them had still their small arms and swords, and there were more than 100 of them crammed aboard, to the less than 30 of Temeraire's own crew. Lawrence swept the sky again with his glass, straining for a glimpse of wings, an answering signal. They were in sight of shore. The night was clear.